Hello, baseball fans from across America and around the world. I'm Bruce Baskin with World Baseball Today. For the next few minutes, we will give you in-depth coverage of baseball in the major leagues, Latin America, Asia, and Europe, including exclusive shortwave coverage of the World Series, the Baseball World Cup, the Asia Series, and the Caribbean Series, as well as the World Baseball Classic. Stay tuned. Our opening segment of World Baseball Today is coming up next.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm Bruce Baskin of World Baseball Today. I'm proud to be part of the great lineup of programs on Radio Miami International. WRMI is home to several broadcasters with the World Radio Network, including Radio Netherlands, RTE Ireland, Vatican Radio, and The Voice of Russia. You'll also hear shows for Cuban listeners, religious programs from Pan American Broadcasting, Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, and Jeff White's popular Viva Miami program. Radio Miami International, providing a world full of listeners with a world's worth of radio programming. In American baseball, the Louisiana State Tigers parlayed a 5-run sixth inning into an 11-4 win over the Texas Longhorns last Wednesday night to clinch the 2009 NCAA College Baseball National Championship in Omaha, Nebraska. It was LSU's sixth national title after the Tigers won the best-of-three final series 2-1. 2 years ago, LSU didn't even qualify for the Southeastern Conference Tournament. Jared Mitchell's 3-run homer gave the Tigers a first-inning lead, but Texas tied the game. Mikey Matuk's tie-breaking double opened the floodgates in the sixth for LSU, and from that point, it was just a matter of time. For Mitchell, it was his second national crown at LSU. He was a wide receiver on the Tigers' BCS football championship team in 2007. LSU finished the season with a 56-17 record. Texas ended up 50-16-1. American President Barack Obama is going to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at the 2009 Major League All-Star Game on July 14th in St. Louis. Obama will become the fourth president to do so, joining John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, and Gerald Ford. He'll also be the seventh president to attend the Midsummer Classic, the first being Franklin Roosevelt in 1937. St. Louis manager Tony La Russa will be a coach for Philadelphia manager Charlie Manuel's National League All-Stars. La Russa says about Obama's opening toss, quote, "It's exciting. The only thing is he's pulling for the American League." Obama is a devoted Chicago White Sox fan. Ryne Sandberg was known as a player who let his bat and glove do his talking for him during his Hall of Fame career as a second baseman for the Chicago Cubs, but he's apparently making up for lost time. Sandberg recently said on a Chicago radio show that he doesn't want former teammate Sammy Sosa to join him in the Hall of Fame after it was revealed that Sosa was one of over 100 major league players who tested positive for using performance-enhancing drugs in 2003. Asked whether Sosa belongs in Cooperstown, Sandberg replied, quote, "I don't think so. They use the word integrity in describing a Hall of Famer in the logo of the Hall of Fame, and I think there are going to be quite a few players that are not going to get in. It's something that's against the law and against society." Ty Cobb's name was never mentioned when Sandberg spoke of integrity. Sosa hit 609 homers with 1,667 RBIs over 18 seasons, including four consecutive 60-plus home run years. Sandberg was inducted into Cooperstown in 2005. Haciel Acosta won his Mexican League leading 11th game Wednesday night as his Monclova Acereros defeated the Laguna Vaqueros 10-5 before nearly 6,000 fans in Torreon. Acosta pitched six strong innings for the Steelers, allowing one run on four hits while raising his record to 11-4 as Monclova won their fifth game in a row. Acosta certainly had enough offensive support as five Acereros players collected three hits each in a 19-hit night for Monclova. Monclova is now 15-8 in the second half, trailing only 15-6 Mexico City in the Mexican League's Northern Zone standings. Monterrey holds third place at 14-9. In the LMB South, Yucatan is 18-5 to lead the division by 4.5 games over 13-9 Campeche. Stay tuned. Our Asian baseball report is next on World Baseball Today, right after this.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Want to make an impact helping build baseball in a nation of 14 million people? Joe Cook escaped Pol Pot's Cambodia when he came to America. Now Joe is trying to give something back to his homeland with his Cambodia baseball organization, but he needs your help. Even the smallest tax-deductible donations to Cambodia Baseball help put baseball gloves on kids' hands while building Cambodia's own field of dreams. This is a great chance for you to be an impact player in baseball. Visit CambodianBaseball.org for details. Now for a look at Asian baseball on World Baseball Today. SoftBank Hawks left-hand pitcher Toshiya Suguchi was named the most valuable player in interleague play for Nippon Professional Baseball last week. Suguchi went 3-0 with a 1.23 ERA in six starts as the Hawks finished with the best interleague record in Japan for the second year in a row. For his work, Suguchi won 2 million yen in prize money. He said, quote, "I wonder if I'm the right person to earn it. I didn't expect to be selected because I won just three games." Two 1 million yen runner-up prizes were given to Chunichi Dragons first baseman Tony Blanco and Nippon Ham Fighters right-handed pitcher Yu Darvish. Blanco led all 12 NPB teams with 11 homers and 40 RBIs over 24 games while batting .299 for Chunichi. Darvish was 4-1 with a 1.15 ERA and 40 strikeouts in five starts for the Fighters. In Japanese baseball's two pennant races, Yomiuri leads the Central League with a 37-19-6 record, two games ahead of the 36-22 Yakult Swallows. In the Pacific League, SoftBank and Nippon Ham are in a virtual tie for first place. The Hawks are 35-25-2, while the Fighters are 35-25-1. Although there's still quite a while before the end of the regular season, the Korea Baseball Organization's pennant chase appears to be shaping up as a four-way battle for the league's fourth and final playoff berth. The Doosan Bears are 39-26-2 to lead the 40-26-5 SK Wyverns by a few percentage points at the top of the standings, while the Kia Tigers are a solid third at 37-29-4. After that, a crapshoot. The surprising unsponsored Heroes team is in fourth place with a 32-35-1 record, but hot on their heels are the 32-38 Lotte Giants and Samsung Lions, as well as the 32-36-4 LG Twins. Only the 24-40-3 Hanwha Eagles appear to be out of the running after losing five straight games. So which team is the best bet for fourth place? The Heroes and Twins appear to be in the best shape. The Heroes have one of Korea's best pitchers in Hyung-Seung Lee, who has 9 wins, and DH Cliff Brunbaugh, who leads the KBO with 21 homers and 59 RBIs. LG has the KBO's top two batters, Park Young-taek, who's hitting .380, and Roberto Bettagini, who is hitting .376, as well as a top-notch closer in Ja-Yung Lee. What had been a three-way fight for the lead in Taiwan's Chinese Professional Baseball League appears to be down to two teams. The President Lions are 33-23-2 and hold a slim half-game lead over the 32-23-1 Lanou Bears at the top of the standings, but the Sinan Bulls have faded in recent weeks to a 26-29-2 record and are now six games out of second place. The Brother Elephants have not been a factor all season and are 21-37-1 to bring up the rear of the four-team circuit. There's also an interesting battle among individual players for the 2009 MVP trophy in Taiwan. According to the Taiwan Baseball blog, there are five performers who've been a cut above this season. The Bears' Chi Sang Lin is in the league's top three with a .390 batting average, 15 homers, and 49 RBIs, while teammate Chin Feng Shen leads the CPBL with 17 homers and 53 RBIs and is ninth in batting at .316. Sinan's Lee Chuan Lin leads Taiwanese batters with a .394 average along with 7 homers and 50 RBIs. The Lions lineup boasts KC Cao, who's hitting .349 with 5 homers and 40 RBIs, while the Elephants' Chia Chia is hitting .386 with 10 homers and a league-leading 14 stolen bases. All five are expected to play in the CPBL All-Star Game later this week. And Batangas and Manila will open up their best-of-three baseball Philippines Championship Series this weekend. The Bulls dispatched the Cebu Lions in their semifinal series last weekend, while the Sharks defeated the Alabang Tigers in their series. Coming up next, our European baseball report as we wrap up this week's edition of World Baseball Today, right after this.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. I'm the intern. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day.
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
We all know people who aren't sure where their next meal is coming from.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
3. I work at the coffee shop around the corner.
2. I'm your babysitter. I care for your children.
1. I'm your grandmother's friend. We play bingo together.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to World Baseball Today on WRMI in Miami. In European baseball, Jeff Farnsworth outdueled 3 Fortitudo Bologna pitchers to lead Dennis Inatuno to a 1-0 win in an all-Italian final game for the European Champions Cup in Barcelona, Spain last Saturday. It was the second time in as many years that Inatuno came away with a big trophy. Bologna didn't make it easy. Fortitudo starter Yulman Ribeiro gave up just 1 unearned run on 3 hits over 5 1/3 innings, while relievers Fabio Milano and Victor Moreno held Danesi scoreless. The only run of the game came in the second inning when Netuno's Giuseppe Mazzante crossed the plate on a Manuel Gaspari single. That turned out to be enough for Farnsworth, who scattered 5 hits and struck out 14 batters in 8-plus innings for the Danesi win. Carlos Pozzullo got the last 2 Bologna outs for the save. Corindon Kinheim defeated the Amsterdam Pirates 3-1 in 10 innings to take third place in the 2-day tournament. Kinheim's Danny Rombley whacked a 2-run homer in the top of the 10th to break open a 1-1 game. Reliever Robin Van Nys held Amsterdam scoreless to earn the win in the bottom of the inning. While Kinheim and Amsterdam were off in Barcelona last weekend, Dor Neptunus turned in an outstanding 3-game series against ADO. Neptunus won all 3 games via shutout to run their current winning streak to 15 games, while pulling ahead of Amsterdam for the Dutch Major League League with a 23-6-1 record, 1.5 games up on the 22-8 Pirates. Neptunus opened the series with a 4-0 win over ADO as starter Diegomar Markwell allowed 3 hits over 7 innings. That was followed by a 10-0 romp with starter Kevin Heistek going all 7 innings of the Mercy Rule shortened game, and a series-ending 11-0 Mercy Ruler behind 5 strong innings from starter Dusan Ruzic. ADO has now lost 17 games in a row. They're mired in the cellar with a 4-25-1 record, 1 game behind the 5-24 Media Monks RCH. This year's edition of the Dutch Major League is clearly divided between the haves and have-nots. 5 of the league's 8 teams are at least 5 games over 500. The bottom 3 teams have an aggregate record of 18-69-2. Although Regensburg's Buchbinder Legionnaire have matters well in hand of the German Baseball League South Division, maybe somebody should have reminded them that the regular season isn't quite over yet. Regensburg entered last weekend's series against the Haar Disciples with a 21-1 record and clinched the division title. Haar came in with a 6-16 mark. Easy series for the Legionnaire, right? Wrong. The Disciples won the opening game 9-4. Pitcher Ted Gieschen picked up his 3rd win of the Bundesliga season. The second game was the real shocker. A 10-0 Haar rout of Regensburg as Gregor Klink tossed a 5-hit shutout and the Disciples battered former teammate Eddie Alcoin for 6 runs in the first 2 innings. Regensburg is now 21-3, ahead of 17-5 Heidenheim and 15-7 Mannheim in the German League South. In the North, the Solingen Alligators won twice against the Cologne Cardinals to stretch their division-leading record to 20-4. The Paderborn Untouchables have reeled off 5 straight wins and are a solid 2nd at 18-5. The Dortmund Wanderers are 3rd with 15-9 record. The German League regular season ends this weekend. And the Namur Angels lead the Belgian League by 1 game despite a surprising 4-1 loss to the Borgerhout Squirrels last Sunday. Borgerhout shortstop Alberto Valerio's 6th inning homer gave the Squirrels the lead for good in that one. Valerio finished the game with the homer and a double as starter Yannick Gontier combined with the Borgerhout bullpen to limit the league leaders to 3 hits. Despite the loss, Namur still leads the Belgian standings with a 14-4 record, 1 game ahead of the 12-4 Hoboken Pioneers, and 2 up on the 12-6 Antwerp Braves. Borgerhout is 6th at 6-12. That wraps up this week's edition of World Baseball Today, the only show dedicated to baseball on shortwave radio. If you'd like to read World Baseball Today, go to our blog at worldbaseballtoday.com, or you can subscribe to podcasts of this program by going to worldbaseballtoday.podbean.com. Questions or comments, email us at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Hope to catch you next time here on World Baseball Today.